golf has a rich history in the Black community, and it didn't take us long to find some of that history right here in our own backyard in Nashville, Tennessee. This week, Joe sat down with Josh McDade, who's the director of the Tennessee chapter of the First Tee. The First Tee in Nashville is located here at the VinnyLinx facility in East Nashville. VinnyLinx has a fascinating history that dates back to the 1920s. When the city was looking to build a new golf course, they contacted legendary golf course architect Donald Ross. But due to financial constraints, the course was never built. But then in 1988, those same architectural drawings from Ross were found in a trash can, and they were actually used for the green complexes at VinnyLinx. VinnyLinx has the distinction of being one of the very few First Tee chapters that served the early golfing home to a future U.S. Open champion, who is Lou Graham, the winner of the 1975 Open at Medina. Lastly, in this interview, Josh will tell you more about the First Tee, but if you're interested in donating your time, your old golf clubs, or donating financially, you can find all of that information at thefirsttee.org/donate.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today. Today we have a special guest. Josh McDade is the executive director of First Tee Tennessee joining us here. Josh, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate you, Joe, having me. Now, I'm always enjoying and willing to talk about what we do at the First Tee, so I appreciate you giving me a chance on your platform to talk about it.
Awesome. Well, Josh, first, I just wanted to get a little bit of history of how you kind of came to the game of golf and just how it's impacted your life and how it became a career for you.
Absolutely. So growing up, I was basketball, baseball, football player until I got to middle school. And my brother, who's an attorney in Memphis, I guess some of his work colleagues, like, hey, you want to go play golf? He's like, no, I don't play golf. I mean, playing golf is boring. I'm sitting there trying to hit a ball. I'm an athlete, So he actually gave it a chance, went out there and played. He has one of these addictive personalities, and it's a challenge, as you know, the game of golf is. So he took a love for it. He enjoyed it. He told me, Josh, I think you should try this out. Basketball player. I play ball. I don't do that. I ain't playing no golf. But came into town at that particular time. He's living in Atlanta. He came into town in Nashville, and we went out to Harper Hills Golf Course and just hit some balls on the range. And I have decent hand-eye coordination, so a couple of the balls they went in the air, and they may not have gone straight, but they went in the air. And I was like, okay, this is challenging, trying to make this thing go straight and all that good stuff, trying to hit it a long way as we as men love to do. So I just fell in love with the game. And so that was, seventh, eighth grade. I played at high school, went to Hillwood High School. I played there 4 years. Graduated from high school, went to Tennessee State for my undergrad. Didn't play college golf, which I would have. That's kind of one of the regrets I had. But I've always had a passion for the game as well as business. And I always have just like the sports aspect of business. And so that's kind of how what kind of centered me around, okay, my career direction. So when I graduated from college, I worked at the state treasury for 7 years. Didn't really care too much for that job, but, it was a job. But during that time, I was just sitting there trying to figure out what I wanted to do for a career, So I guess year four working with the state treasury, I decided to pursue my master's degree in sports administration. So really hone in on the business of sports. So in doing that, I started volunteering over here at the First Tee in 2009, along with other sports events and activities around the city of Nashville. Once I got to the end of my graduate degree, I quit my job with the Treasury, and I took an internship with the American Junior Golf Association. So I was the most probably unique intern, because at that time I was 30 years old, interning with 21, 22-year-old young people fresh out of college. So, but it was great. I learned every single thing I needed to learn about putting on events, about the sports industry, and putting on golf events. So all of the logistics that go into that, it serves its purpose, especially for what I do right now. So after that, at the internship, I was, of course, looking for a full-time position within the golf industry. I had that tie with the First Tee, being a volunteer. So the position opened up as the outreach manager. Got the role. Worked there for a year, then got promoted to the program director. So as program directors, all logistical matters are going with the program, scheduling, planning for events, training, all that type of stuff. Did that for 3.5 years. I guess I did a good enough job to get promoted to the executive director, which is my current status with the program. And as the executive director, I'm over all of the state of Tennessee First Tee operations. To dealing with a lot of fundraising, a lot of business development aspects of what we do. So been in this role for 2.5 years, been with the First Tee for 7, as far as a full-time employee, and knowing, loving it. We're growing. We're about to soon get into Knoxville, which will be the whole state of Tennessee. So I'm over operations here in Nashville, but Memphis, Chattanooga, Tri-Cities, and Knoxville very soon.
Awesome. That's very cool. So for those that don't know, can you give us a little bit of just like background and kind of the mission behind First Tee?
Absolutely. So First Tee was created as a golf organization that really pushed, you know, I guess the diversity, but we'll just say diversity and inclusion. That's the thing that's really the hot button topics this year. But the First Tee was, you know, way in front of that. And so that's what the whole mission was. So it's creating an opportunity for young people from all different backgrounds to learn the great game of golf. Within this, we have core values and life skills that go along with this. So if we're teaching these classes the right way, we are teaching, you know, we may have a class on honesty and integrity. And it's also centered around keeping your score. You and I both know that in golf, you are your own referee. You don't have anybody out there blowing a whistle on you. So we will talk about honesty and integrity, seamlessly put that into a golf activity, and hopefully at the end of that particular class, the young person has that little aha moment, like, oh, okay, I did learn about putting and, you know, keeping score, but also understanding that that ties into honesty and integrity, and that's very important in the game of golf. And hopefully that can transition over, of course, into their social life, in whether it's school, home, et cetera. So we have, that's the program, I guess, on the basic level. It's 4 other levels that that are progress as a child goes on. So as they get older, as their golf game gets better, as they understand these particular life skills and how to, you can also qualify for the next level. So the first level is called player. Next level is par, birdie, eagle, and then the final level is ace. Our goal within First Tee Tennessee, and it's the goal for the whole, for all the chapters within the country. It's 150 chapters, national and international. But our goal here, and it's always been our mission, is we want to get our young people to start at player and get them to ace. In that case, you are having a child that starts around 8 or 9, and they're leaving your program at 18. And, you know, you're building great relationships with them. They have mentors. And we have a great college program at the end. They finish up the ACE requirements and do everything they need to do. We supply 4 years of scholarship money for college, for wherever college you want to go to. And those range from anywhere from, you know, $1,000 to $5,000.
Awesome. Well, that's very cool. So, You mentioned kind of the goals of First Tee is diversity, inclusion, and kind of where you're located is kind of a really cool area out at Vinnie Lakes, as far as like it's a very diverse neighborhood and things like that. What are some of the like events and outreach, you know, activities that you all do in order to kind of like get out into the community there?
Absolutely. So, of course, we have our life skills programs. We do that in the spring, the summer, and the fall. We would actually start our spring programming up in March, and that goes into May. We do June programming, June and July programming here at the Vinnie Lakes during the summertime. Then we had transitioned over into our fall program from September, and that usually ends about the 1st of November. But in regards to outreach, we have a couple of programs that are first team national based, but we kind of put a little spin on them. One is called the NSP. It's the National School Program. So the goal with that is kind of introducing the young people within the school systems, the game of golf, in a very entry level type. We have plastic clubs, we have tennis balls. It's only limited things you can do, but we have a curriculum that's tied to that that at least gives them some exposure. Our DRIVE program is where we use the community centers. It's really an after school program. So the community centers that are around the city, we have a curriculum. We train their coaches, or we train their leaders in the community centers to actually do the lessons and all that good stuff. And that's some of the stuff that we do within the community. Our ultimate goal, however, is to transition those young people over here to our Green Grass facility. So each year we kind of have a little open house and also keep that dialogue going along with all our outside entities that we work with about our programs. And we'll supply scholarships for a certain amount of their kids for the particular programs. With, you know, these current times of COVID-19, we're not able to get out into the schools, into the community centers, and everything is so limited. So this year we are trying to do somewhat of like a festival per se for our community centers and our schools. And we're looking to do that in April as well as August, where they come in and we kind of go through like a little festival of like 9 holes of just type of activities. And they all kind of be based around some of our core values, but also kind of include different skills, putting, chipping, pitching, full swing, things of that nature. And then just kind of do an overview of the program in hopes that we can transition those young people over to the program, but also give them an idea or a taste of what we do, since we can't go into the schools and since the PE teachers and the leaders of these community centers can't really do any activities per se within the, you know, schools and the community centers because of, you know, current status and situations and all that good stuff. So that's some of the outreach that we do. And we're looking to hopefully, like I said, do that in April, do another one in August, and really generate a little bit more buzz about what we do within the community.
Awesome. Very cool. So your office is based out at one of my favorite courses in town, Vinnie Links. It's always good to kind of get out there. Maybe if I have like a long lunch break, especially working from home more, I get a quick round in in like an hour or so. But I wanted to ask if you might give us a little bit of history of the course. It kind of has a unique history, and just talk about it a little bit and some of the things that you like about the course there.
Good stuff. Yeah, so this is the course that I always hear from everyone within the city of Nashville that grew up in Nashville. I started playing out at Vinnie, or they used to call it Little Shelby, or it was I forgot the original name of it. It's kind of slipping my mind. And they always tell me about how the course was set up differently. Like the course used to start way, probably number 60 is where the course used to start. And it used to just be a different track. It's so much history that goes along with people that's learning the game of golf kind of starting over here. And the reason is it's a par 3 course. We have one par 4 that's 230 yards, but it's a great for learning. That's why it suits well for the first tee. It's not intimidating. Like you said before, you can go ahead. You got a long lunch break. You can come play the course. Hour, 15 minutes, you can go on about your business. And it tests all your different type of shots. Your irons, a couple of long irons in there. The wind usually is going several different ways. So you're getting all type of elements that you would get from, you know, a regulation golf course here at the par 3 course. But in regards to the history of the course and the first tee, back in 2001, we had an opportunity within Metro to host first tee. And everybody was like, where should we do it? And this just seemed to be a perfect location for it. As you say, it's in East Nashville, so it's kind of like in the middle of the city. So it's called the Vinnie Links after Vince Gill. Vince Gill is a huge advocate of junior golf. He's always been one. We have a great relationship with them. They had a Vinny tournament they had for 26, 27 years. That was a huge tournament, benefited all junior golf entities within Tennessee, and especially helped us here with First Tee with some funding. But it's, that's where the name came from, Vinny Links. So it's a picture out there of President Bush and his wife and Vince Gill and Dick Horton, Steve Merrill, kind of coming out here, cutting the ropes of the of course and making it a official First Tee site. So that's a little bit of history about why it's called Vinny Links. As far as the course itself, you know, like I said before, it's a very friendly course for if you're a beginner, say if you're an experienced golfer. If you're an experienced golfer, you know that the shots from about 115 yards in is where you make your money. That's how you make your scores. And we present several of those particular shots on this golf course. As I mentioned, for a beginner, it's not long, it's not intimidating, it's not going, it's not a, lot of people out here trying to rush you. It really is correlates with what the First Tee is about. It's a diverse and it's an inclusive golf course. We don't take tee time. I mean, I think we have something out there at Golf Now. We kind of do that for people that just coming in from town and want to play a quick nine and really don't know anything about it. So it kind of helps with advertising. But, you know, as you mentioned, you come at the right time. You come out here, you can play. It's hour, 15 minutes, have a good time. Enjoy yourself, learn the game. And it's not all those pressures that come from other golf courses in regard to playing it. And like I said, it suits us well for what we do here. I'm trying to teach the game of golf to young people. The last thing you want to do is have an intimidating course where, you know, the flag is as far as they can see. And they're like, I don't know how I'm going to get this ball way down to that particular flag. So this just is a perfect course just for, like I said, teaching as far as for adults that's trying to learn the game and wants that are a little bit more experienced.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, it sounds like you guys have some exciting things going on there and some exciting events coming up that we'll look forward to hearing about and maybe can shout out a little bit later on the show. But, Josh, thank you for your time today, and I look forward to seeing you out of the course soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. Like I said, any information that anybody wants to know about our program, to list on our website is www.thefirsttofTennessee is spelled all the way out, .org. And anything about the program, the history of it, Vinny Links Golf Course, the history of it, all the other good stuff is presented on that. So yeah, please, for your listeners, check it out. We'd love to have your kids out here in our programs, but we also, you know, want our adults to come out here and enjoy themselves as well. So thank you, Joe, for allowing me to chit chat for a minute about the program as well as the golf course.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Take care.
You too.